Okay, first thing I want to discuss with you is Birchas Erisin and Birchas Chasanim. What I was telling you comes from the Sefer Mital HaShemayim, from Rav Toledano, the son-in-law of Rav Avadi Yosef Zichr Tzadik Livracha. Okay, we use this Sefer a couple of times. He has a very nice piece in this week's parasha that relates to the Seder, or the Halachas relating to a wedding. Let's review the Seder, what happens at a chuppah. Come to a chuppah, and first the Chas and Kali march down, everyone is in position, all systems go, and the first thing they call up the Mesader Kedushin. The Mesader Kedushin, the first thing they do is they call him up, and let me just think how it goes. They say Baruch Haba, Brucha Haba, and then they call up Mechubid. Most places they call up right away the Mesader Kedushin and the Edim. Mechubid, so-and-so, Harav, Hagoin, Hatzadik, Rashi Nebahag, Hagoin, Hoamiti. They call him up with Harav, Hagoin, Haganef.
Don't say that. That'll become a title.
That's only way.
What?
That'll be a title of honor, too.
Rosh Hashiva.
That'll what?
That'll be a title of honor.
Haganef. Chas v'shalom. The Mesader Kedushin can be a Ganef. But the Edim cannot be Edim, the Apostle Edus. That's the worst thing. Yeah.
Right.
They can do whatever they want, the Edim, but if they're Ganovim, they cannot be. I know someone told me, a Rosh Koilel, a very chashuv Rosh Koilel, from a very distinguished Koilel. So when someone wanted to be mechabit him, very often the boys in the yeshiva they mechabit him with a kibbutz. So there's one kibbutz who will never accept to be an aid. He'll take see the kedushin and a heartbeat. He'll take any bracha. He'll take. He will not be an aid. Why? He says because I have baruch Hashem of a big koilel, and I give it a lot of money. I give a lot of money, and I'm afraid that I'm nichshol. That sometimes I don't give. I have to make a lot of decisions. I have to make decisions on how much. Many times people don't come. They don't. The attendance is not what it should be. And I don't give, or I do give, and there are people that are paying, there are supporters that I have responsibility to, the donors. To the donors, the people that give me the money to give money to the Kollel Yungalite, and the guy doesn't come three times, so maybe he's not entitled to his check. I give him the money anyway. Sometimes he doesn't come, and I say, listen, you're not coming, you're coming late, I can't give you the full amount, I can't give you anything. This is not part of you, not you being disruptive. I don't give. So he said, I'm running a big operation, I'm making a lot of decisions, and I'm really chayish that I'm a ganef. And I don't feel comfortable serving as an aide on the luchopa.
There's another story.
Yeah, what's the other story?
They called him up.
Yeah.
And he was sitting there, and he wouldn't get up.
He wouldn't get up.
Called him three times, they finally called somebody else, and the next day the government came after him. But he knew that was going to happen, so he wouldn't get up.
Really? Wow, what a story.
Who was this?
What a story. That's a very interesting story. Okay, it goes to show how some people, they take it very seriously. It's the truth is, it is the most important kibbutz at a wedding. That is what counts. What counts is to be a kosher eid. I'll tell you a horror story. I know a horror story where someone came, it goes to show what people do for money. Someone came, he wanted to marry a gusha. A person wanted, it was a koyein, desperately fell in love with a grusha, he wanted to marry her. And this koyein, he was a very wealthy koyein, and he started playing games, and he went and he hired people to find him a halachic solution. This is what goes on in this world.
Yep.
And to find, so what was the halachic solution was, that they went, they made an investigation into the wedding, at the wedding, who were the eidim? We're going back 30 years. 30 years ago, who were the witnesses by the wedding? Pulled the videotape of this woman who got married, got divorced. They found the witnesses. Oh, these are the witnesses. So maybe we can somehow disqualify them. So they went to someone I know, they went to him and they said to him, can you tell us more about, they went fishing. Can you tell us everything you know about this person?
So maybe we can
pass him a little mafreya. So this person basically he picked up these people and he with his bare literally and he threw them out of his house. How dare you? And the people that came to investigate were
you know, were chashra people. Money, but for money, you know, for money, you find the halachic solution, I'll be. So I think that, but it just also goes to show how important it is to be a kosher witness. It's not a simple matter. It is by far the most important.
Only happened to me a few weeks.
Well, in Eretz Yisrael, that's what they're trying to do in some circles. Okay, not among us, but in our circle, yeah.
Rabbi Pollack told the story, and I was the one who told the story. I was around Shabbos Shuvah when the Erev of Barakwam was being.
They wanted to say that if you use the Erev.
Somebody, the Tzaddik Kedusha, asked one of the Adam.
Do you use the Erev?
And if
you can't be. I mean, apostle. He said, "I don't. You're not apostle. He does. I know someone else. You're not going to say apostle. Okay, that's
a lot of things. Like
they want in order if you want if you're thinking about in the future apostle in your name is you hire a doctor because somewhere along the line a doctor probably will hire shops." And then they go back and look at it.
Wow. All right, this is all we all know. This is all ridiculous. Yeah.
When I was talking to you Friday a few weeks ago after we left, somebody approached me here about similar exact situation here. They wanted to know, so they were looking into it. They wanted to annul a marriage.
To annul a marriage.
So they wanted to know if I know the rabbi who married them.
Are you telling about this?
Yes,
yeah.
But I called somebody who knew him well.
It was a kosher marriage.
It was because it was a conservative rabbi.
Right.
Sure, but he was a pro guy.
Okay, let's review the Seder. This is very interesting. He brings out some lumdus, some beautiful lumdus, in what exactly is taking place under a wedding. We know that, let's even start a step back. We know that there are two parts to marriage. By going, this idea doesn't exist. By Klal Yisrael, there's Erisin and Nisuin. Two parts. There's no translation for the word Erisin. They translate loosely betrothal, but that's not. It's not betrothal. I'm sorry, betrothal. Betrothal, but that is not. That's not a true. It's not a true translation. When there is Erisin, they are fully a man and woman is fully married. They are 100% married to the degree where if a woman has relations with another man, she is chayiv skila.
Yeah.
She's full, but just because she's fully married and designated to her husband, she is forbidden to live with her husband, forbidden to have yichud with her husband, until they have what's called the kinyan of nisuin. Yeah. Now, how does one what?
What about
Yibam?
I never.
Yibam is that. That's not talking about Yibam now. That's not for now.
If she's in the state of Erisin. Yeah.
Yes. If you stay in the Erisin and then the husband dies, there's a din of Yibam. Yes. It does not have to be. That's the Gemara, the Mishnah. Yes. That does not have to be. The
right. That's the Suffolk Mesuah, Suffolk from the Erisin.
Okay, that. Okay. But let's discuss two parts. It used to be the custom in ancient times that there was a year delay between the Erisin and the Nisuin. When a man, they would decide to marry a woman. There would be a celebration, and the man. How do you accomplish Erisin? In three ways: either kesef, shtar, or bia. Kesef, he gives her a tabas, he gives her anything of value, harayam kodeshes, or he writes up a document. Shtar has to be written on klaf, lishma. It's very complicated to write. You can't just give a piece of paper. It has to be written with all many complicated halachas to write the proper shtar. And he gives the shtar to the woman in front of witnesses. Or, shockingly, he can have marital relations with her one time. And that creates the erisin. He says to her, we're going to do this act. L'shem, there are witnesses present. He tells this to witnesses that he's going to go into yichud. He's going to go into private seclusion with this woman. And he's going into seclusion with this woman for the purpose of creating erisin. And then there are witnesses that they were alone together. And that creates erisin. After this has been accomplished, they are forbidden to live with each other until they conclude the marriage with the kinyan of nisuin. What is kinyan of nisuin? In front of witnesses, the man takes the woman into his rishus. Okay, the man takes women to shus, and you make a bracha, you make seven brachos when this is done. That is called kinyin nisuin, and then their mutter. So there are two. Now, Bizman Hazel, we do not have a delay of 1 year between the erisin and nisuin. We do everything in one shot. In fact, we even do nisuin, according to some opinions, before we do erisin. When the chas comes to the badek and puts the puts the veil on top of her face, according to one opinion, that is Nisuin. And then we do the Aristin when he gives her the Tabas Kedushin. Others say that when they come into the Chuppah, the Kesef Kedushin is given to the woman under the Chuppah, which is the Nisuin. Or a third Nisuin is the Yichud Room. After the Chuppah, they go together into the Yichud Room. That's called the Nisuin. So we, in our day and age, we do everything in one shot, the Aristin and Nisuin.
Based on what
you
listed, what would be the
Siman
of Erisin?
Giving the Kesef, the Tabas, the ring.
That's the
Erisin and Kedushin, exactly the same thing. Erisin and Nisuin are the same word. It means exactly the same thing. We use those two terms interchangeably. Erisin and Nisuin are two words which mean exactly the same thing. Nisuin means taking the woman into your Rishos. Now, why do we read the Ksuba under a Chuppah? For one simple reason. To make a break between the Erisin and the Nisuin. The Chassan gives the Kala of the Tabas, Haran Mikudeshes Li, in front of the two witnesses. That's the Erisin. Erisin is over. Instead of wait a whole year, 12 months, like what they used to do, we break down 12 months into the amount of time the person can read the Ksuba.
Svartim don't do that.
What do they do?
They don't read the Ksuba.
They don't read the Ksuba?
They don't read the Ksuba in front of the other.
Public. They do right away the Nisuin.
Yeah, maybe they have a Griffith coin.
Okay, that's that's why there are two cups of wine. You go to a wedding, why there are two cups of wine? There are two sets of brachas. Okay, let's review the seder of a wedding. Chas and kala under the chuppah, so we're doing everything together. The chuppah, the fact that the kala, who owns the chuppah? The chuppah is owned by the chassan. That is, it is the duty of the caterer to confer ownership of those four poles with a canopy to the chassan, to the groom, not to the father of the kala who's paying for it, but to the chassan. Yeah. One of the most important things, and I'm aside the kedushin asked, is who owns the ring? By the way,
yes.
Who owned the ring? You don't have a penny to your name. You don't have a penny to your name. Who gave you this ring?
Pay with your own money.
Did the parents? No. The answer is no. You didn't pay with your own money, but at least did your father or did someone give it to you as a gift that you actually own this ring? Is it lochem? If it's not lochem, then it's not a good kedushin. Furthermore, who owns the chuppah? Who is the owner? So it's assumed. They don't go through the formalities, but it's assumed. Some people do go through the formalities, but it's assumed that the chuppah, the canopy, is owned by the chassan. So that when the chassan brings the kala underneath the chuppah, he's taking the kala into his domain, in his rishos. Now, we're going to make the kinyanim. The kinyanim are going to be made through action and through brachas. The first, the Masader Kiddushin makes two brachas. Borei Priya Gofen, and then the long bracha, Asher Asa Lanu Es Harusos, Vehiti Lanu Es Hanesuos, Lanu, Al Yidei Chub of the Kiddushin, Baruch Ato Hashem, HaMekadesh Es Amo Yisrael, Al Yidei Chub of the Kiddushin. Two brachas were made. Those two brachas were made in order to in honor of the Erisin, or also the same, the Kedushin. Then the Chassan says to the Kala, here is the ring, and he gives the ring to the Kala accepts it, and the Kedushin is complete. They are now legally married. If she is a Mezane, she's Mechayev Skila. Right now, at this moment in time, is the Chassan allowed to live with her? Absolutely not. She's also like a nida, not allowed to have yichud. We now have to do part two, do nisuin. How do we do nisuin? We take another cup of wine, a second cup of wine, and we recite seven brachos, seven kibudim, and you seven brachos, and the seven brachos are recited, and then now after the seven brachos are recited, then as soon as complete, we have done erisin, and as soon we may have a little break in between by reading the ksuba, and we are done. Okay, that is the basic structure of a wedding. Here come the question. The question is, we know in the laws of Hilchos Brachos there are different types of brachos. There's something called the Birchos HaMitzvah, something called Birchos HaShevach, there's something called Birchos HaNenin. Before you eat an apple, before you eat a piece of bread, you make a bracha. You thank Hashem for the pleasure that you've given me. There are brachas that we make, our shevach, that are praise to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you see a new fruit tree or free blossom for the very first time, you make a bracha. It's a birchas hashevach. When you wake up in the morning and everything is functioning, you make all the brachas, birchas hashachar, they're all forms of birchas hashevach. You give praise to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Asher nosan la'sech divina la'hafin ben yamavein layla. The question is, under the chuppah, when we have these two sets of brachos, are they called birchos hamitzvos, or are they called birchos hashevach? Okay, let me just throw out some ideas. That's question number one. Question number two. When do you make the bracha? Do you make the bracha before you do the mitzvah, or do you make the bracha after you do the mitzvah? We're brainwashed in believing that the bracha you make for Erisin is done before. Probably no one here in this room has gone to a wedding where the chassan first gave the ring to the kala, and then the Messiah, the Kedushin, said, oh, very good, you gave the ring, now I'm going to make the bracha, Bar Priyagofen, and Asher Osalanu. We've never seen that. We've always seen the bracha being done before. The Rosh says, it doesn't make sense. You have to make the bracha afterwards for one very similar reason. This, maybe you've seen this. The Kala says, I don't accept. The Kala says, what the Rosh says, the Kala yichas under the chuppah. There are many weddings. There are many weddings where the Kala doesn't walk down the aisle. She floats down there. The parents actually have to pick her up. There are weddings where the chassan has also the chassan you can see, but the Kala is wearing a big dress. You can't see if her feet are really attached to the ground. So what happens when you come under the chuppah and the Kala? And the chassan says, "Rami Kadeshes," and the Kala says, "I really don't like you. My parents are forcing me, and I don't accept."
Have you ever seen that? Yeah.
I've heard about it. I've heard a lot of things.
I've heard that. Yeah.
I've heard so the Rosh says, for example, why don't we make a bracha on the mitzvah of tzedakah? Before you give money, you go to the ani and you say, ani, before you I give you a quarter, I want to stand here, I want to have a cup. And you say, l'shemichut, wait, I want to go to the mikveh first. Put on my garto, put on my hat. And you shuckle, Baruch, and it's Amen, Baruch. And then, here's a penny, a shilas, a brachal of Atala. You know what? I don't accept your nickel, your quarter. I'm not interested in this bizyonos. It was a bracha levatala. So the Rosh says it might be if you're going to say the bracha of Birchas Eris before the you give the Kal of the Tabas, it may be a bracha levatala. So therefore he holds a taka. Some people do this. It's not common among us. There's a sheet that you make the brachas after. Problem is, if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, a Birchas HaMitzvah is always made before you do the mitzvah. You take a Levin Eschak. All the mitzvahs, Birchas HaMitzvah, when you make a bracha, oiver la'asiyos. So if you, now here's the dilemma. The bracha that you make for Erisin, is it the two brachas? First of all, why do you have to make a Bar Priya Gofen? Why do you have to have just make the bracha? Asha as lan re sarusa, isfitlos and asus, lan re dechub v'kudud. Why do you have to make a, you have to Bar Priya Gofen? Just make the bracha. There's a mitzvah to get married, you're making the bracha, harayam v'kudeshes. That's number one. Number two, so why do you have to have a Bar Priya Gofen? Why are you making the bracha before? Maybe we should make the bracha afterwards. Next question. All the birchos hamitzvos do not have a chasima. Baruch atah Hashem, ukinim elochel masher, kedushon b'mitzvos, v'mitzvonu al achilas matzah. This bracha is very elaborate. Asher osalanu esarusos, hidlos, esnesuos, adechum, yukudu, baruch atah Hashem, hamekadesh, nochem, baruch atah Hashem, hamekadesh, es amo, al yidei chuba v'kidushin. A birchas hamitzvos typically does not have a chasima, does not have an end. Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana, but it's not a mitzvah. Kiddush Levana is mekal p'nei ashrina. It's not a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah per se. So what's going on? Another part of the dilemma. Do you need 10 people to make the bracha? Let's say you go to a wedding and guess what? No one has come yet. You're all alone. It's just you, the photographer, the witnesses, and the kala.
The band.
What?
The band.
What? The parents didn't come to him. Let's say you don't have 10 people. Can you still make the bracha? Do you need 10 people?
For what?
To make Birchas Erisin.
Yes.
Do you need 10 people?
Yes.
Big machlokes rishonim. Do you need 10 people? What all...
You
can
say the kedusha without the bracha.
What?
The brachas don't make the kedusha.
He didn't say that. But
what is it? When you pick up a lulav and estrog, do you need 10 people to be present? Birchas hamitzvah. You make the bracha. You need 10 people. Another question. Can the chassan himself make the bracha?
Yes.
How come every wedding you've gone to, mechubit so-and-so, mesadik, this shrink, when was the last time you saw someone, I want to take my lulav and estrog, you know what? I want to be mechabit you, my Rosh Shiva, with making the bracha. It's my mitzvah. You mind your own business. It's my mitzvah. I'll make the bracha. It's my wife. I'll make the bracha. You're not marrying her. I'm marrying her. Why are you making the bracha? Why? All of these, we have so many questions. Okay, so why? Let's guess what? This week's parasha, Eliezer. The chassan is not present. The chassan says, I'm not coming to this wedding. I'll send a shaliach. He's much more... photographing. He looks much better in the picture. Let him be the one on make. He'll be my agent. And when the kala sees him, he should say, "It's not. You're not marrying me. Don't get excited here. I think I'm a lot better looking than your chassan. I'm just an agent. He called in sick. I'm giving mekadesh on his behalf. Can you make a bracha? Can you make a bracha when you're not the one, when the chassan is not present?" All the questions that we have with regard to the erisin, you could ask the same thing with regard to the nisuin. Let's go to part B of the marriage. We have nisuin. 7 brachas. Since when do you need 7 brachas to do a mitzvah? What's going on? Do you need 10 people for the birchas nisuin? Can the chassan make the birchas nisuin? Next question: what's the source for the brachas birchas eris and birchas nisuin? I'll show you 4 different sources. One source comes from Pasuk in Tehillim: Bimakelos Baruchu Hashem Mikar. I forgot the pasuk already. Bimakelos in assemblies, which mean in public. Baruchu Hashem, bless Hashem. Then the pasuk says, Mekor, Hashem is the Mekor Yisrael, the source, I think it includes Mekor, the source of the Jewish people. Chazal darshan from this pasuk, Al Iskei Mekor, with regard to matters that relate to the beginning. A source. The source of conception, of marriage, of the bringing of people into this world comes when you get married. So when it comes to matters of Mekor, of a source, which means marriage, you shall Beruchu Hashem, you shall bless Hashem, and the pasuk begins with the word Bimakelos, in assemblies. Which means with a minion. Okay, another pasuk, probably the most famous pasuk, is Boaz. Boaz, it says in the pasuk, he gathered 10 people. He gathered 10 people together, and when Boaz went and he married Ruth, Hamoaviah, he took from the street 10 people, he called them together, and he told them, I'm going to marry this woman, I want you to be Adim, and they gave him a bracha. Then the 10th, he married her, and in fact, it goes on to say, they said a very beautiful lava bracha. They said to him, Yitin Hashem Elokecha Esa Isha Haba El Besecha Kerocha Luchaleya Shabanu Shtehen Es Beis Yisrael Ve'os Sechal Be'efrosa V'chor Hashem Be'veis Peretz Mino Isha Hasher Nosan Lucha Hashem Min Hanara Hazos. Okay, we have over here, Boaz gathered 10 people and he took her. Of another source, it says in this week's parasha, Lavan and his family, Vayivaruchu Es Rivka Achay Seinu At Alfa Ravava, they gave her a bracha, they blessed her. Another source, this is really a shocking source, Vayika Choeved Asara Gimalim, he took 10 camels. Vayelach, why did he take 10 camels? There were 10 camels, and there were 10 people on the camels. And on the why? Because he needed the 10 camels, the 10 people, in order when he's going to make kiddushim, be the shliach on behalf of Yitzchak to be mekadesh. There should be 10 Jews, 10 members of the family of Avram. That's why it says in the Chazal. Taisa says this. Taisa Rosh says this. Vayikach Eved Asar Gemalim Lokach Asar. Taisa Rosh. Big stuff. Taisa Rosh. Lokach Asara Anoshim Miyaldi Avraham Rechmal Asar Gemalim Levorech Birchas Erison. Okay, that's why it says, right?
You only needed nine.
What? Himself. No, he was an Eved. He was the Eved. Eved who says that he was even roy to be. He was a slave. He wasn't the chayv. Who knows if he was even roy to be part of the...
So you could have
them. Okay, so that's already four sources. What? Would the chasan?
Does the chasan count?
That's another question. The chasan does count. But he was an Eved. Eliezer's status is questionable. Eliezer wasn't a full-fledged Jew. Before Mantis. Also a bigger problem. Okay, all of these things are very questionable. You're right. So I've shown you already four sources. Four sources. Boaz, Rivka, the Gemalim, Pasuk in Tehillim, the Makelos, Baruch Hu Hashem, Mekor Yisrael. Four sources, four, and then even when you're dealing with Boaz, there are different psukim of Boaz. There are tenen, and then there's the actual bracha. Even when you're dealing with Rivka, there's also different parts of the bracha. There's first vayivarchu, what they said. There are different diyukim. So what is the bottom line? How do we reconcile all of these things? So basically, if you want to make a big chalant out of everything, there are two parts to marriage. Me'ikar hadin, it appears that the birchas erisin, me'ikar hadin, is really birchas hamitzvahs. The rules for the Birchas Eris, when you go to a wedding and the Mechaber, the Mesader Kedushin, is interesting. The Mesader Kedushin gets the big kibbut, he gets the major kibbut, but the truth is the brachas that he makes, if you go, you want to fall back on leniencies and on the skeleton, on the basic skeleton of the halacha, it's a lot lighter than the Birchas Nisuin. The Birchas Erisin primarily is the Birchas HaMitzvahs. It's a bracha that you make before you do a mitzvah. Before you take a lulav and esrog, before you eat a piece of matzah, you make a birchas hamitzvah. The bracha that the Mesader Kedusha makes, the birchas hamitzvahs. A birchas hamitzvahs really does not need maker adin a cup of wine. If you go to a wedding and the caterer says, I'm sorry, I only have one glass of wine. So what should you do? Should you use it for the erisin or should you use it for the nesuin? Use it for the nesuin. You don't use it for the erisin, because for birchas erisin, it's primarily birchas hamitzvos, and you don't need a boy priya gofen. You don't need 10 people meikar hadin. You only need the witnesses, 2 people. Meikar hadin, the one that should really say the bracha, should be the chasan, not the kala. Should be the chasan. And meikar hadin, the bracha really should be said after he does the mitzvah, no different than tzedakah. Meikar hadin, the bracha should not have a chasima. And meikar hadin, with this also very strange bracha that you're making a bracha on negatives. There's no other place in halacha. Thank you, Hashem, that you did not allow us to eat evim and achai. You only allowed us to eat basar shchuta. You have a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem kiyem lechem asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah ala shchita. That's all a shaykhid says. A shaykhid doesn't say, Baruch atah Hashem kiyem lechem sha'osar lanu evim min achai. Va'osar lanu es hanavela.
That's the bracha where you say, not the asurim in the morning.
That's the birchas hashavach. That's a whole different, because you break up in the morning. That's the birchas hashavach. You don't say negative brachas when it comes. You say the fucking positive. So there are a lot of major questions. But basically, what we have done is, and these are not necessarily mikar hadin. What we have done is we have embellished. It's a very fascinating thing. What we have done. What we have done. A lot of this is custom, and it's we've really gone way overboard in the chavivos of kiddushin of marriage. We've gone way overboard. We've upgraded the birchas hamitzvah to be a birchas, that we don't take away the birchas hamitzvah. It's a birchas hamitzvah / birchas hashevach. It's a brach of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He's given us the institution of marriage. Let me just take a step back. I want to tell you something that I heard last week, which really opens up the question. Let's take a step back. Why b'chlal? I told you we should make the bracha after the woman accepts the tabas. The truth is, you shouldn't make a bracha altogether. On tzedakah, you don't make a bracha after the ani accepts the money. Ani comes, okay, you're not going to insult him. Maybe he doesn't want to take the money. But after the ani takes the money, you should make the bracha then. Okay, l'chol apachas, so you can't be mekayim oiver la'asiyasan. But after the ani takes the money, you should turn aside, and you should say, Baruch atah Hashem, l'chinam l'chol ha'masher, k'dushanu b'mitzvah v'sivanu al mitzvah tzedakah. So the answer is, if you can't make the bracha to begin with, oiver la'asiyasan, you don't make the bracha at all. When it comes to marriage, it should be the same exact thing. Why is that so? So I saw a very, very interesting idea. I don't remember the source for this, and it's subject to, it's a controversial idea. The reason why you don't make a bracha on tzedakah, get a load of this, is because it's not miyuchat to klal Yisrael. Now tzedakah, I don't know if it's part of the Zionist Bnei Noach. I don't believe it's part of one of the, it's not, you know, there are a lot of subdivisions of the Zionist Bnei Noach, but tzedakah is a universal concept. Goyim also have a concept of tzedakah. They also have an obligation to bestow, to be goyim chesed. It's not unique to Klal Yisrael. The concept of kindness. Fascinating idea. The male, there's no bracha. That's what I saw this idea. I saw this idea from a good source. I just don't remember where I saw this and who says it. Now, if this is true, So we could ask the same question. Marriage, here's the question, now we appreciate the answer. Marriage also, you shouldn't make a bracha, because goyim also get married. In fact, that is one of the Shev Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, that a goy should not live a life of keros. The goy has to be, arayos, he can't live with another man's wife. There's a designation of who you marry to. So then the question is even greater, why then do we make a bracha for marriage? Marriage, according with this idea, is not miyuchad for klal Yisrael, it applies to goyim. That's why the bracha is so unique. The bracha is not just Hashem, you gave us a mitzvah of puravu, you gave us a mitzvah of marriage. If that would be the whole bracha, you have two major questions. Don't make the bracha altogether, because you're totally bedas acherim. And if you're going to make the bracha, and even if you would make a bracha, you don't make a bracha because it's not miyuchad for klal Yisrael, it applies to the entire world, the concept applies. The answer is the institution of marriage by klal Yisrael is in a different league. It's a different caliber. Osar lanu es harusos, v'hitir lanu es hanesuos. The Torah gave us a whole parsha of marriage, of eres and nesuin, and these concepts do not exist by non-Jews. It's true they have marriage, the big picture of marriage, but the way the marriage, the institution of marriage by Klal Yisrael is a whole different world. Therefore, that's why we have this elaborate bracha. That's why the bracha has been upgraded, not just tamim birchas hamitzvahs, but it's a birchas hamitzvahs, birchas hashevach, for what you've given us that's unique to us, that's not unique, that's not true by the goyim of the world. And that's why, because the birchas hashevach, we are mahader lechatchila to have 10 people present. And that's because we're not so makbid if the woman will say yes or say not. As long as there's an assumption she'll say yes, we can make the bracha before in advance. It's a whole different league. It's a mechuder dika birchas hashevach before, and that's why the chassan himself doesn't make the bracha. If it's your mitzvah only, you make the bracha. But once we're going to upgrade it to a mitzvah / shevach, we can now make it, give it to a mimchabed, an adam gadol, to make the bracha on behalf of the tzibur. What? Oh, very good. So since it's / a birchas ha mitzvah.
Our article says by the very priyagotem chassan and kalashev kavana. Then by the bracha,
the chassa shav kavana. In the chassa, because it's a semi birchas hamitzvah.
She's not
in the chassa. He's the mekadesh. It's his birchas hamitzvah. Very good. So it's therefore it's an extreme. Now birchas chassanim is purely birchas hashavach. They're there, that's what the rules are. And someone said that's the difference between the brachas. The brachas of Boaz, wherever it says 10 people, all of those psukim of the 10 people, Boaz, where there are 10 people, Yitzchak, he took the Gemalim, the Makhelois, Beruch Hashem, the Kar, in the assemblies, that's all for the Beruchas Nisuin, for the Shevach element. But the psukim of Vayivarchu, where it just says they made a bracha, Makar to make a bracha, with this no mention of the birchas of 10 people, that's a makar for the birchas hamitzvah element of marriage. So the sach hakol we take away from this is there are two parts to marriage, eres and nesuin. Nesuin l'chayra is all birchas hashevach. There are 7 brachas of giving praise to the Baruch Hu. Birchas eres is in its pashtus, in its raw skeleton, is the birchas hamitzvahs. But but we upgraded in a very unique way to being a semi Birchas HaShevach because of the uniqueness of the nature of marriage by Klal Yisrael, and that's why we add on to the Birchas Eris and all of the Hidurim that are typically given to a Birchas HaShevach. Okay, we'll stop here. What? That's engagement. Tanoim is an engagement. They expire. The